Joining me right now on the phone is David Rain of Dryden. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Richard.
David Rain and Tom Riley, familiar names at this time of year. The Festival of Lights, Dryden Cemetery, once again, will be the scene. David, talk about the Festival of Lights for those who don't know what it's all about.
It's a celebration. Family members and friends that are no longer with us on December 24th at the Dryden Cemetery. What Tom and myself do, we pre-make ice candles and we take donations for them, and all our monies go to Mental Health Dryden.
You've been doing this now for several years.
Myself, I've been involved in this for like 25 plus years. Tom has been on board here for the last probably 5 plus years. We started off, the money was going to palliative care, and now we've switched it. We've decided we're going to change it up a little bit, and we donate the money to Mental Health Dryden.
And last year, it was absolutely amazing for the number of ice candles that you had to produce, thanks to the public.
It's getting much larger. The Festival of Lights at the Dryden Cemetery, it's incredible if a person goes out there just to take a look, like around midnight or 11 o'clock Christmas Eve. Everything is lit up. Even parts of the old cemetery are lit up. People are dropping candles. It's incredible. It's just so peaceful out there then.
And this is something we're obviously going to really need. We need things, positive things to happen. 2020 has been quite the year.
COVID and the restrictions, we weren't sure that we were able to run the Festival of Lights this year. I was able to contact Patty at the city office, and we were allowed to go ahead with the Festival of Lights. But this year, they asked that we social distance rules apply. That's the only restriction we have out there this year.
All right. So we'll keep that in mind with a little over a month to go to the Festival of Lights on December the 24th. Are you already taking ice candle orders?
Believe it or not, I'm starting to get a few calls, and some of them are from out of province, believe it or not. We're hoping that Mother Nature is going to help us out here, and we'll get the job done. We seem to pull it off every year, and like I say, it's just getting bigger and better every year.
So we are about a month away, and with that in mind, if I'm calling you up today or tomorrow, can I say to you, Dave, don't make it just yet. Can I pick it up on, say, December 20th? Do you have a deadline for things?
Our deadline is December 20th. Get your orders in. Hope the weather cooperates, and we'll get those candles to you.
We need the contact names and numbers, Dave. How do we order our candle?
My phone number is 220-4640, and for Tom Riley, it's 223-5132.
And the cost?
Whatever people want to donate, we accept everything that comes our way.
Anything else, Dave, before we let you go?
I just want to thank everybody for donating last year. It was incredible, and hopefully we can get a good show out at the cemetery this year. Thank you so much.
The Festival of Lights, December 24th at the Dryden Cemetery, benefiting Mental Health at Dryden. My guest this morning, one of the Dryden ice candle makers, David Rain. Dave, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you, Richard.